All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're getting ready for a high school basketball season, and the Mercer County boys, they're set to open up on Saturday afternoon. They'll take on the Galva Wildcats, and we get a chance to visit with Robbie Holtzlag. He was a junior, had a great sophomore year last year. How surprised are you that there's going to actually be a IHSA high school basketball season? It's been a crazy, like, 10-day stretch, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has. We've pretty much started the season, like, five times already this year, and now we're going to start it back up. But I am very surprised about how late it is, and now they want to start a season. But I'm just happy we'll be able to play, though, definitely.
Well, I guess kind of take us through your emotions, because you played golf. Mm-hmm. You got that season in a low-risk sport. And then there was kind of a lot of back and forth about, well, can these high-risk sports like basketball even play? And it did look bleak, you know, heading up to that, until that announcement in late January, that, boom, hey, high-risk sports can play. So how did you approach, I guess, all this, you know, looking back at the school year and going to start playing now, as you mentioned, finally in February?
Right. Well, it was, I mean, you try to kind of plan your whole, like, school year around sports usually, and knowing that you didn't really think there was going to be a sports season, you have other stuff planned already, and you're looking forward to kind of next year where everything will be normal. But now that they're having the season, I kind of have to reschedule my time and all that, but it'll be all worth it, though, definitely.
Well, and I know you got to play some travel basketball where a lot of local schools played over in Bettendorf. But, you know, let's face it, I mean, that's different than IHSA season. I mean, this is an actual IHSA season, so you got to play a little bit. But how different is it to actually have an IHSA season now? Because you could have continued playing at Bettendorf. There's no question about that. But I still think an IHSA season is a little bit different than that.
Yeah, it definitely is a lot different. It kind of gives it more of a actual real kind of feeling to, like, a normal year, which we haven't had that for a while. Yeah. But it'll be good to kind of be back to getting back to normal more. And, you know, you'll get to play in other people's actual gyms instead of, like, a Betplex or something like that. And
then you're going to play in your gym, too.
Yeah, definitely. That'll be really nice. I kind of miss playing there, but, yeah, it'll definitely be a different kind of feel.
And the other strange thing is, I know with, you know, Travel League, with the, you know, mitigations that took place until, you know, 10 days ago or whatever, you couldn't really even practice. You just show up and play over in Iowa. So you get, you know, when we say back normal, where you have practice and there's a normal routine, that's got to be pretty important, too, for the student-athlete.
Yeah, definitely. Because, yeah, well, when we were playing at Betplex, we'd only practice about maybe three times a week. But now it's, like, just a regular season every day after school. I mean, it definitely will change your schedule, for sure. And, you know, if you have a job, you have to kind of work around that now. But, I mean, you got to do what you got to do to get ready for the season.
All right, so most students are now accustomed to wearing masks at school. You know, when I drop my kids off at school, wherever I go, it seems like kids, I mean, that's just kind of a normal routine that it doesn't appear to be a big issue. All right, tell me about playing basketball with a mask and what that is like.
To be honest, it's pretty horrible. But, I mean, I understand it's what we have to do, stay safe during COVID, but I don't necessarily agree with it. But if that's what it's going to take to play basketball again, then I guess we'll do it, you know. It's definitely hard keeping your mask over the nose while you're playing. That's definitely a challenge, but I mean, you just got to make sure you just stay safe, I guess. But
all right, so it's so strange for basketball. Now, you know, there was like, yeah, start up a little bit and then shut it down and things like that. When you reflect back to, you know, March when this pandemic really got rolling, how strange is it going to be to actually resume playing? Now, I know you played over Betplex, But, like, is it going to be weird, IHSA sports-wise, that they're actually tipping the ball up, like, Saturday afternoon at the Mercer County High School gym and you're playing a conference game, I guess?
Yeah, it'll...
Because it seems like eons ago that we did that.
Yeah, it felt like 5 years ago that's when it happened. But it'll definitely be a different mindset, kind of. It'll be more real, I feel. But, I mean, you haven't really felt anything be real this past year, you know? And I know I'm excited just to get back to some normalcy, you know?
And then the other issue that is strange for me, and I know, you know, we're a border community where you kids got to experience travel basketball and play in Bettendorf, and people could go over and watch games like it's a normal way of living, and now we come back to Illinois, play the IHSA season, as you mentioned. You know, the sacrifices that are being made, you got to wear a mask, you got to follow the mitigations to have a season. And then, you know, the weirdness of basically, you know, 50 spectator limitation. Mm-hmm. You think you'll notice that, or is that that big of a deal to actually playing the game? I'm admittedly going to say I miss that greatly. Mm-hmm. I'll miss that greatly, and I'll miss the band and stuff like that.
It'll definitely be different. I mean, not having a pep band or whatever, I mean, at Mercer County, that's a big deal, and it definitely helps while you're playing, get us pumped up mm-hmm. and stuff, and all the fans, they help us get through the game in the hard times with their support, but, I mean, at least we'll have some fans, at least, our parents or whatever. It'll just be kind of different not having a packed gym, you know?
All right, so a junior now, and I always tell people, this kid that started playing as a freshman, and there's a bunch of young kids that have played at Mercer County varsity basketball at a young level, and they talk about growing pains and maybe taking some lumps early on. But as I see, this team this year is kind of primed to kind of have a pretty good, you know, run, I think. Yeah. So I know you can play for a conference title, you get that opportunity, you don't get a regional or sectional or anything like that, but I know the LTC is a pretty good basketball league. Mm-hmm. So my expectations, I feel pretty good about the Eagles this year with the young kids that have played over the years. What about Golden Eagle basketball, COVID-19, 2021, as we tip off on Saturday?
I'm looking forward to see what we can do, what we can do. And, you know, we got a new addition this year, Eli Hoffman from Sherrard. You know, he's been a really good point guard for us so far over at the Betplex. You know, he's a terrific basketball player, and you know, all of us junior class, we've been playing since, you know, fourth grade, and we all have that team chemistry, and we're ready to work with Eli and, you know, just get the team all together. And you know, at practice we're looking pretty sharp. I'm excited to see our run this year in the LTC.
All right, you can start to hear all about it Saturday. We'll have the game on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Eagles open up against the Galva Wildcats in Lincoln Trail Conference basketball. Robbie Holtzlake, thanks for coming in today, and we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you, Jim.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.